All right, good evening. Let's begin. So we're continuing. We started last week, not last week. The last time we had Shir. So we were discussing the halachos concerning Berchos HaShachar. So we left off actually in the middle of Halacha Dalet, which is the first halacha on your sheet. Tzarech levarech b'chol yom shalo asani goy. Every single day a person has to make the bracha of shalo asani goy. So if you remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit. So we were discussing, if you remember again, in the Magen Avraham. Let me just get to it here. So in the Magen Avraham, he was discussing, again, why don't we say the bracha in a more positive way of Sha'asani Yisra. Remember, again, we had this discussion. So one of the things that the Magen Avraham brought up was what? Meaning, say it in the positive. Baruch Atah Shalom Melech Olam, Sha'asani Yisra. Thank you, Hashem, for making me a Jew. So remember, again, what did the Magen Avraham say? This is part of a bigger machlokes about whether or not Noach lo la'adam shenivra. Was it a good thing for a person to be created or for a person not to be created? So remember, again, the Gemara essentially says it would have been better for a person not to have been created. But now that we were created, we make the most of our lives here. So amazingly enough, what the Magen Avraham says is therefore a person can't make the bracha of Sha'asan Yisrael. A person can't make the bracha on the positive, because making the bracha on the positive would ultimately tell me what? Would tell me that it was a good thing to have been created. Which seems to go against the motif that Chazal espoused in the Gemara, that in reality it would have been better not to have been created. So now, but now that I've been created, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Shalom Asani Goy, I can't say it in the positive, because that again will tell me lechatchilah it would have been created. So therefore I say Shalom Asani Goy. Okay, Shulchan Aruch goes on. He says, Shalom Asani Aved, Shalom Asani Isha Haga. Now the Ramah says something amazing. This is where we left off with last time. Va'afidu ger, yachol levarich kein. This is actually very interesting. What about a convert? Can a convert recite the bracha of Shalo Asani Goy? So let's analyze this. What would you say? Could a convert say the bracha of Shalo Asani Goy? Why? Because okay. What do you mean Shalo Asani Goy? You made me a guy, right? Remember again, a person converts. He's born a Gentile. He's born not Jewish. You want to thank God for not creating you as a non-Jew. It's pashut not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create you as a non-Jew. So the Ramah says, interestingly enough, that ultimately again, look what he writes. V'afilu ger yochol levarech kein, aval lo yomar shelo asani goy, shehari haya goy mitchilo. So ultimately, the Ramah seems to say that ultimately, again, the guy, right, I should say the ger, excuse me, the convert, should really not recite the bracha of shelo asani goy, quotes over the Abu Draham. Why not? Because God did make him a Gentile at his outset. So the Magen Avraham again here has a very, actually, if you take a look at the Ber Hativ, just to condense a little bit, if you look at the Ber Hativ, right, in the middle section of the page, right by the underlined Ches, Levarich, Perish, Sheyomar Sha'asani Ger. See, interestingly enough, the Magen Avraham says, you know what he should say? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sha'asani Ger. Thank you, Hashem, for making me a convert. Which, of course, is a fascinating bracha to make. Why? What would you say? Because he made himself a convert. What do you mean God made me a convert? Right? Again, at the end of the day, God didn't make me. Of course, everything that happens is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me a convert? Is that really true? What are you going to say? No, but Pashtus, again, I did it myself. Right? I made that decision to convert. So, okay, nevertheless, the Magen Avraham says, he could say Sha'asani Ger. He goes on, he says something amazing. He quotes other opinions, Knesset Agdolah, says, Sheyoser Nachon Sheyvarich, Sheikh Nisani Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. Another opinion. Thank you, Hashem, for bringing me under the cover of the divine wings. Which is another way of saying what? Thank you, Hashem, for allowing me entry into the assembly of the Jewish people. Okay, so this is a little bit different. So it's not. I'm not going to say Sha'asani Ger, because God didn't make me a Ger. I chose to become a Ger. What did God do for me? God allowed me to join the assembly of the Jewish people. Sheikh Nisani Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. So he goes on, he quotes the Bach and the Pri Chadash, who says, Shein Levarich Bracha Zuklal, Rak Hashem, fine. V'chasa B'tshuvas Mate Yosef, Vayad Aaron Hela La'alocha, the ger yuchal levarich shalo asani goy. So we'll say, so now watch this. We have the Ramah who says he shouldn't make the bracha at all. That's what the Ramah says. A ger should just skip it. Just skip it. Don't say anything. Two opinions that brought down on the Magen Avraham. Either he could say, Sha'asani ger, or he could say, Shehichnisani tachas kanfei ashchina. Thank you, Hashem, for bringing me under the cover of the divine wings. But now he quotes the Mate Yosef and others who say, Yad Aaron, la'alocha, diyuchal abarech shalo asani goy. Even a convert can recite the brach of shalo asani goy. Why? Dehakavana, shalo asani she'esha'er goy. Listen to how interesting this is. Because what's the meaning of the bracha? She'asani, shalo asani, that God didn't make me to remain a Gentile. Isn't this interesting? God didn't make me to remain a Gentile. He made me a Gentile, but he didn't make me to remain a Gentile. And indeed, that is how we pass in halacha lemaisa, that even if a person converted, they still recite the bracha of shalo asani goy. We do not have these other brachos of sha'asani ger, ohish sheikh nisani tachas kanfei ashkin, at least that I'm aware of. We don't have these brachas. And therefore, again, we paskin that even a convert can recite the bracha of shalo asani goy. Here's the amazing part. That bracha means something different for the natural born Jew versus the convert. For the natural born Jew, it means thank you God for not making me a Gentile. For the convert, it means thank you God for not requiring me to remain a Gentile. For giving me the opportunity, ultimately again, to join the ranks of the Jewish people. Pretty amazing. Good. So back up top to the Shulchan Aruch. Skip to Sif Vav. Yesh Noagin. Levarich Hanosin LaYaif Koach. So this is amazing. Some have the custom to recite the bracha of Baruch HaTashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hanosin LaYaif Koach. God who gives strength to the weak, or I should say, gives strength to the tired. Now, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch says Ve'ein Dvarim Divrehem Nirim. Shulchan Aruch says one should not recite this bracha. Wow. Once you not recite this bracha, you'll open up your siddur, and you'll see that the second to last bracha, Berachos HaShachar, is what? Right? Anosein LaYaif Koach. So what's going on over here? So amazingly enough, what the Shulchan Aruch is picking up on is Berachos HaShachar, all the brachos we have in Berachos HaShachar, the bracha of, from already Asher Nasal Nasech Vivin Alav Chin Ben Yom Ben Laila, which we assume refers to the rooster. He gave the rooster the knowledge of the discern between night and day. All of those brachos are mentioned in the Gemara. They're all mentioned in the Gemara. What the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out over here is that the bracha of Hanosein LaYaif Koach, amazingly enough, is not mentioned in the Gemara. Isn't that interesting? The bracha of Hanosein LaYaif Koach is not mentioned in the Gemara. So therefore, again, the Mechaber says, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, therefore what? You shouldn't say it. Shouldn't say it. Hago. Ach minag poshet bibne Ashkenaz la'amra. But the Ramah comments, and the Ramah says, if you turn the page of Osai, right? So this is now, I'm sorry, I didn't number the pages, but this is on the top of the page that has the mem on it, right? But yet the Ramah says, Hagol, ach minag poshet bibne Ashkenazim la'amra. The minag by Ashkenazim is, in fact, to recite this bracha. And again, we know this is our custom to this very day, that although this Gemara is not mentioned although this bracha is not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara, nevertheless, we recite it. Good. Halacha Zayin. Yesh noagim levarich brachos achiros nosafos al elu. There are others who recite other brachos. In addition to these brachos, v'taos hu biyadam, but it is a mistake in their hands to recite these brachos. So interesting enough, if you look on the left-hand side by the Magen Avraham, so you see what the Magen Avraham says, Sifkaten Yud Gimel, over there, it's about three lines down of the Magen Avraham, Yeshno Agin, u'bilavush kasa birchos magbia shefalim. So they had these other brachas. Now, where these brachas came from, or who kind of like made them up, so that I don't know. Here we're not really given too much historical background to this, but apparently at some point in time there were all of these other brachos that were part of Birchos HaShachar, Magbia Shefalim, right? God lifts up the downfallen. Obebach Doch, right? The Kach Haisan Nuschasa BeGemara Olekach HaOmro In Gorin Oso Avalim Amar Birchas Somich Noflin Gornso. So here's what comes out according to the Magen Avraham. Apparently, there were different versions of the Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, which goes through all of the brachos of Birchos HaShachar, apparently, again, there were different versions of the brachos in that Gemara. So therefore, for example, although we don't recite Magbia Shefalim, that bracha, apparently, again, it was one of the brachos that were in some variant text of the Gemara. Good. Halacha Ches. Kala brachos seilu. Well, see, here we go. Very important halacha. So when it comes to all of these brachos, if for some reason you weren't obligated in the bracha, what does that mean? For example, kigon, shelo shama kol tarnagol, o shelo halach, o lo lavash, o lo chagar. Well, so listen to this. So remember again, as the Gemara explains, the way Berchos HaShachar worked is that the brachos were reactionary brachos. So for example, you heard the rooster crowing in the morning, and what would you say? Asher nasan lasech mivino, you gave the rooster wisdom, lahamfchin ben yom uvein laila, to distinguish ultimately again between night and day. So if you heard the rooster, you said it. Again, a person went ahead and stood up from bed, they would say again, rokara talamayim, right? You stood straight, zokiv kifufim. I will say, now what that means is, initially, if any of these events did not occur, you would not recite the bracha. Meaning, in a pure sense, these are reactionary brachos. So if I didn't hear the rooster, then what? Then what? Don't say the bracha. Right? I didn't go ahead and put on my belt. I don't say, oh, Zer Yisrael B'Gvura. I decide, you know what? I'm just spending the day in bed. I don't say, Zokev Kifufim. Right? Whatever it is. The Shulchan Aruch therefore says, comes along and says, Omer Osa Bracha, Belo Askar Sashitz. This is amazing. So actually, the way that the Mechaber Paskins over here is that Halacha Lemaisa, in the event that you did not experience the event which would normally trigger the Bracha, you would say the Bracha, but you would say it without Hashem's name. So we'll say, isn't this incredible? So what the Shulchan Aruch is actually positing is as follows, that Halacha Lemaisa, if you did not hear the rooster crow, you would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, not using the real name of God, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Noso Masech Vivino Lavchim Yom Mabein Laila. Any one of the Berchos HaShachar that you did not actually experience, you could recite the Bracha, but you do not use the name of God. So that's the Mechaber Paskins. Hago, V'yeshomrim Da'filono Eschayibah and Mevarech Osan. So others explain, no, even if you did not experience the actual trigger event for the bracha, nevertheless you say the bracha with the name of Hashem. Why? The ein habracha dafka al atzmo ela mevarchin shakodish baruch hu barat zarche olam. We'll say, because here's a fundamental dispute. Birchos HaShachar. Are Birchos HaShachar a personal bracha? Are they personal statements about my state of being, my life? Or are they general global statements? God gave the rooster the ability to distinguish and to discern between day and night. So both say, so there are two ways you can look at that bracha. What are the two ways? Number one, either what am I saying?
And we know the rooster's going to crow.
That the rooster's going to crow. And even if I what?
Even if you didn't hear
it. Even if I didn't hear it, I know the rooster's crowing, right? If a rooster crows and no one hears it, it has still crowed. Right, crowed, I don't know if that's the right word, you know, but good. It still made noise. So I'll say that at the end of the day, this is such an interesting machlokas. This seems to be a machlokas mechaber in the Ramo as to how to view Birchos HaShachar. The mechaber understands that these brachos were instituted to correspond to the sequence of my morning activities. I hear the rooster crow, I get up, bracha. I stand up, bracha. I open my eyes, bracha. I put on my belt, bracha. I put on my shoes, bracha. So on and so forth. The Rama says, no. That's not what the bracha is. The bracha is simply what? These are statements about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the needs of everything in this world. God has given me clothing. What if I'm not getting dressed today? It's Mondays. I like to just relax on Mondays, right? Pajama day. Right? You still have clothes. And even by the way, I'm not putting on clothes, because Baruch Hu gave mankind clothes. So what the Ramah is saying over here is these brachos are not linked to my personal experiential continuum. But rather, again, these brachos are about mankind's experience. And therefore, even if I am not experiencing one of these events mentioned in the bracha, nevertheless, halacha l'maisa, I still recite it with the name of Hashem. He goes on, yes?
Does that have anything to do with how they got instituted as like part of the shul service, regardless of...
So it seems to... It could be, although remember again, the Shulchan Aruch and the reason why Philip's saying good, meaning we know also, kind of bolstering the idea of the Ramah, Philip's suggesting that maybe this is why we moved it to shul, as opposed to took it out of the home. Right, because remember again, right? Really, when it was in the home, it's about my personal experience. Once it's taken out of the home, brought into the shul, you want to say it's more about like the global mankind experience. That could very well be. Although, remember again, we also why was it taken out of the home, put into the shul? Remember, we learned this. Why? People weren't proficient. So there seems to be, you might be right. It's interesting if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that, Shulchan Aruch is quoting what Simon says, because that is a simpler idea, which is that people just weren't proficient in the brachas. Maybe Enochinam, maybe part of that was part of the Machshava also. Take it out of the home, take it out of the realm of personal experience, make it part of formal tefillah, and therefore people will see it's not talking about my circumstances, it's ultimately talking about what? Mankind's circumstances. Good. Let's go back there. Shabbos says, V'chein ha-minog ve'in l'shanos. And therefore the Rama says, this is the minog and one should not deviate. What's the minog that one should not deviate? Shabbos says, we paskin like the Rama in this case, which is that we recite Birchos HaShachar, even if what? Even if, again, my personal circum or the brachos do not reflect my personal circumstances. That's how we paskin. Even if the brachos do not reflect my personal circumstances, I appreciate the fact that Birchos HaShachar are more about the global dynamic of mankind, and therefore, halacha lemaisa, I recite the brachos. I will say, let's just do one more piece of halacha, then we'll have to stop. Halacha tes. Lo yikra psukim kodim birchos at rabosa is actually very important halacha. One should not learn, one should not read any psukim prior to reciting Birchas HaTorah. Now remember again, we're actually in the next siman in Mem Zayin, is where we're going to get into Birchas HaTorah, the halachos of Birchas HaTorah. Here the Shulchan Aruch just says, one should not recite any psukim prior to Birchas HaTorah. Afa pi shehu omra derech tachnunim, even if you're not saying the pasuk as a form of learning, but you're only saying it in a supplicatory fashion. So let's not stop over here, but just understand, this discussion in the Shulchan Aruch is going to be very important. We know that in order to learn Torah, you have to recite Birchas HaTorah. The Shaila is, what if I'm saying psukim? I'm saying verses, but not, again, for the purpose of learning. How am I reciting the verses? I'm reciting the verses ultimately as a form of supplication, a form of tefillah. Can I recite that before or after Birchas HaTorah? That Emir Hashem will see next week. Shkach Hamosai.
Sure.